Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? This is the Isis E Show. Yep, that's me, Isis, I'ma do me. Look at here tonight, we're gonna have Mr. Dark Chocolate Blackwell gonna be on with us tonight, representing St. Petersburg, Florida, and everything else you are. Much love and respect to each and every one of you that's logging in, calling in, tuning in on the ICB show. I've been out for a minute, but hey, I'm back. It is what it is. The show must go on. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, always at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the ICB show. Sometimes, hey, the show is subject to be changed, but you will be informed. To all of you artists out there, if you want to be on the ICB show, hit me up, look me up on Facebook, that's Isis. It's Isis, L-I-N-S-O-N, but it's always Isis. I'ma do me. Facebook, they made some policy changes. Hey, we got to do what they have to do. Anyway, while we're waiting on my boy to give us a call, continue to listen to this smooth, smooth sound of Isis E. Smooth sound. Hey, 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 that's what's up, listening to the ICC smooth sound. Look at here, everybody, we got Mr. Blackwell on the line with us. What's up? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Not just doing my
business
thing.
That's what's up. So what's been going on with you since I see you've been doing a lot of things that's going on. Tell people where you calling from and what's up with you.
Well, calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. I just got a new remix single with my boy D. Jones. I know you had it. I like him thick on last time, but this version is going to really, like, blow people out of the water. I got a new EP coming out in April called Curvilicious. Of course, for the plus size and the BBW. That's how I do it, as they know. And I'm doing the music thing. I got a new artist on the label that does spoken words. She's going to come out with a new CD. I'm producing her CD. And just keep grinding.
Hey, that's what's up. Tell the people, you know, even though you've been on here, you know, quite a few times, and I'm loving it. But tell our listeners, just give them a quick history about who is Dark Chocolate Blackwell and everything. What is BBW representing and all that other good stuff that's going on?
Okay, well, I've been in this business for about, I'll say, 15 to 20 years. The music that I do is a little mix of hip-hop and R&B. It caters to the plus size for BBW and plus size women. It's a little sexy R&B. And like I said, it's just meant to uplift them, make them feel better. Showing that they can be just as sexy as anybody else. And hopefully the songs I make, you know, they like, you know, they may, you know, give them a little confidence. And it's all about being positive.
That's what's up. So what made you go into the music business? Who has influenced you, and what musical background do you have for you to get into the music business?
Well, to be honest with you, it started from my dad bought me a Sugar Hill Gang record called Rapper's Delight. And after I heard that record, I wanted to do hip-hop. before that, I was already doing DJing. My mom had me learn how to play guitar. I learned how to play piano, play drums, because she says, you know, I'm not going to be a kid on the street. I'm going to have some kind of background in my life. So I learned all those instruments, and I was so deep into music. She says, why not write your own music, do your own thing? And ever since then, ever since I discovered that hip Rapper's Delight record, I always wanted to do hip-hop because that was the kind of hip-hop I like. Mm-hmm. It was old school, but it was fun. And it was people, you know, got a message from it. And from then, like I said, they've been the biggest influence. I've met a couple of big stars that are in the business that I respect now because they came at me like a person. They didn't come at me like they were stars. You know, I've met L. Cool J. He talked to me about the business when I was younger. And it was great to meet him and everything, but he talked to me. He didn't be like, hey, I'm LL, blah, blah, blah. He says, look, man, you want to get in this business, this is what you got to do. And I respect him ever since. And I got to open for Run DMC when I was in Pittsburgh, and they sat me down, and they actually talked to me about this is what you need to do to get in the business. So I got a lot of respect for those old school artists because if it wasn't for them, I think I wouldn't be doing it still.
Hey, that's what's up. That's old school. Keep it old school. Have there ever been a time that you wanted to quit? You wanted to quit the music business?
Sad to say, there has been that moment when I was trying to find new artists to work with, and you know they kept falling off for whatever reason, not serious about it. And you know I'm thinking like maybe I should just you know find another avenue to go into, and it was weird because I had people that I went to high school with, people in my family was like, dude, we ain't heard no music from you. You know, are you still doing music? You know, we like, you know, when you did this and that. And it kind of encouraged me because I was like, wow, somebody out there still likes what I do. They want to hear what I do. So I just took a step back from it for a little while. And when I got back into it, I just went all in.
That's what's up. Have you played with any... did any music with any well-known artists in the mainstream?
Recently, I did. I worked with Danny DeCane. We did like two remixes together. Actually, I've got to work with Ralph Tresvant, Ronnie DeVoe from New Edition, who I grew up with. I got to actually do a remix with Britney Spears, which was, I mean, it was really cool. You know, it was just a remix for a mixtape, but to know that that's on my resume, hey, I can't complain. I've got to open shows up with Kanye, Ghostface Killer, Bone Thugs and Harmony, which I love opening up for. I've opened up for them. So I've worked with a lot, especially in the music. I've worked with a lot of people, and the ones that I have worked with have been actual everyday people. I mean, I know they're big stars and everybody sees them and stuff, but when they treat you just like, you know, you the next person and talk to you just like, you know, somebody like your neighbor and stuff like that, it makes you appreciate and respect them a hell of a lot more.
Hey, that's what's up. I like that. I like that. Do you have any events that's coming up?
I have one big event coming up. So March 29th, it's in Tampa, Florida. And I know a lot of people that around Tampa and Orlando who have seen me perform. Can't wait to see this in Tampa. So I'm making it a big event. It's going to be at the Orpheum in Tampa. It's on March 29th, Sunday at 5:00. I'll be there performing. I'll be performing a brand new song along with the song that you're going to be playing today. And I got a couple of surprises up my sleeve because I kind of laid back for a while, been doing music production and time to hit the stage. So I figure if I'm going to do it, I got to come big this time.
Right, right. That's what's up. I like that. I like that. But look at here. We're going to go ahead and play this track of the remix and everything of I Like 'Em Thick. And hey, and who is it featuring?
It's featuring my boy D. Jones. Shout out to my boy D. Jones. And shout out to my soon-to-be wife, Francesca, because both of them have been like a big influence for me to get my butt moving in this business and to make something happen. And this track, I mean, I usually am very humble, I ain't going to lie, but this track right here has got some serious fire. So if they out there listening, sit back and get ready.
Hey, soon to be white. What's up? Sorry, y'all. This dark chocolate man is shaking. But here we go. Well, I like them thick.
Water. I'm thirsty, excuse me, with the blunt compliment. Just spend some time on my mind, I should charge your rent. Dimension sent a few boo, so that's what's up. You, my life alert, I'm falling, can't get up. But shut the haters up, you a dime piece, believe that. You can be my shorty so you can reach the climax. I can tell you wanna be rolling in the D. Brothers call Lincoln cause they history. Just me and you sitting up to the next level. Your birthday cute's a cute bubble bath full of rose petals. Forget ones of metal, they just hating, just saying. Ready to disappear in your Indian Ocean like a Cupid to receiver. Me and you, boo, setting in motion. I'll let you do the coaching. I'm the snowstorm you don't want to end. Give you 8 to 10 each, just keep your side all weekend. I'll be your best friend, let's go to work. Like Sprite, real talk, let me obey my thirst. I put you first, so let down your guard. Like the complex word, long and hard. Tonight you a star, this how it'll begin. Like football, on my count, we both be skin. Let's go put our pieces together. I'm going to be clever. You my oxygen, I need it. Tonight you're victorious. I explore your secrets. Your thickness, believe I love every pound. Let's play Titanic. I'll be the iceberg as you go down. That voice, sex sounds I gotta have. Got a thickness, addiction, too much to get. We have to get the path. Take my order, be my carry-on for dessert. Whipped cream and go turn you out. No doubt, real talk, I like them thick. To get the center of your lollipop, how many licks?
Cause she thick with it too. Making love like a real estate. Instead of into a zoo. Body shapes like an hourglass. And I'ma take my time while these hours pass. thick thighs with a fat ass. Pretty ass girl, you so fly, first class. Titties gigantic, girl, I'm tryna nibble them in. Booty on Titanic, girl, and I'm sinking that shit, bro. I love the way you throw that. I got some OG, if you like cheating, we can blow that. Take it to the crib and move our clothes on a dough mat. Then I'ma hit it from the back and watch it ask it more fat, I know that. Pick you up, take you to the kitchen. Lay you flat on a dining room table and eat it till I feel them legs twitching. And I'll put my steed in your stable. Knocking this chair to the floor while the table is rocking. And I got you screaming for more. I'm toting this hammer with thunder like door, taking it deeper than ever before. Over you up into the bedroom. Lay you down on the mattress. Set up the video camera. Film a whole movie and you'll star as the leading actress. Talking lights, camera, action. Scene full of romance and a love attraction. Different positions to see your reaction. Love when you making sounds of satisfaction. Both of us gasping for air. You love when I pull on your hair. Picking you up in midair. Got you screaming out, we'll declare. Take you into the shower. Keep your body soaking wet. I could keep going for hours, cause you got that love and I'll never forget. Girl, I could do this all night and all day. Get hypey with it like they do in the bed. Get it too slow, give it to you quick. Any way you want it, baby, you can take your pick.
Pretty face with a curvy waist. I'm just tryna get a taste.
All right, that's what's up. Remix of I Like 'Em Thick.
Yeah.
Hey. So what made you remix? What made you do that?
Well, actually, D. Jones had the idea. The song kind of took off, and we haven't had one negative vibe from it at all. And he said he had this idea. He says, why don't we do a remix? Like back in the day, when you made a remix, you made it, I mean, it was like 6-7 minutes long, but you really you remixed it. But it was still the same flavor as the song. So he kind of took it and he says, why don't we gave him the hip-hop version. Now let's give him the smooth-out version. And he just added it onto it, and, I mean, it's fire. I mean, he did a hell of a job.
It's nice. I got some people chatting with me, and they giving, you know, two snaps in the air and all that other good stuff. It's nice. I like that. And what's his name again?
D. Jones. So when he hears this, D. Jones, thank you, bro.
Okay. That's what's up, D. Jones. Much love and respect. That's what's up. I like that. So where is it on the social media that if anyone wants to download your songs or anything like that, where is it that they can go?
Well, they can go on SoundCloud.com/BlackNation, BLAKK Nation. They can go on ReverbNation.com/Blackwell612. You can find me on Facebook. I'm the only dark chocolate Blackwell you're going to find on there. And just hit me up. You can find me on iTunes. My new CD will be out at the end of April called Curvilicious. I don't think I need to say any more from that. And it's going to be some fire coming. And I want to give a shout out to I got a new CD, not my new CD, but a new CD that I'm actually producing for a spoken word artist. Her name is Honey. She got some deep poetry. And we're putting that together. Something else coming from Black Nation Music. So we're coming with fire in 2015. And D. Jones got a new mixtape coming up too. So I'm working with some people doing some positive things. And I'm going to be bringing them to you.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Much love and respect. So therefore, you being the CEO of your company, Black Nation. So what, you're going to start having some artists under you?
Yeah, that's my goal with Black Nation. I want to get artists started. You know, pretty soon I want to just sit back, get some artists out there, anywhere from rock, you know, spoken word to hip hop, just to give them that chance to get out there and get discovered. And, you know, it's time to share the plate. You know, if I'm going to eat well, the people that come with me, we're going to eat well all together.
Hey, that's right there. So what would you say to anyone that's trying to get into the music business and they having a hard time doing it? What would type of advice would you give to each and one of these artists that's coming out now?
I would say the artists that are coming out now, the best thing to do is definitely get your education, graduate, and also get you a steady job and something to fall back on. And learn the business, because, I mean, everybody wants to get in front of the mic. Everybody wants to hit the stage. But learn the business. Learn to do things yourself. Learn the kind of people to surround yourself around. Make sure they're positive, they're professional, not just your homeboy down the street, or find a studio that is somebody's grandma's basement to record. You know, do it right, because that's the only way people are going to take you seriously. I've been handed many CDs where people have written on the CDs, like, here, this is my new CD. Take the time and get something professionally made. Make them see that, oh, well, he's invested in himself, or he's taking it seriously. You know, you got to take this business seriously, because if not, no one's going to take you seriously. And the best thing to do is educate yourself about the business, because you can get taken easy. I've had it happen to me. That's why I have my own publishing company. I, you know, copyright my own music. I make sure, you know, my internet record label is mine. The money I get from it, I divide it up with the artists I work with. So I'm running things. So you got to get to that point, and you're going to meet people in this business that, you know, they going to want to help you, or maybe they can help you. But do your research. Know, you know, educate yourself about, you know, what they're about.
Right. That's what's up. I like that. Much love and respect to you again. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the ICC show. I appreciate you each time that you come out and you think of me. I like that, you know?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. You know, much respect. And anybody out there, you know, just it's a rough business. It's very cutthroat. So, you know, if you're not into getting on the mic, or if you're having problems, you know, to stay doing the shows, get behind the scenes. You'd be surprised getting behind the scenes how much more that you find more networking than just being in front of that stage, or, you know, being in the video or putting the CD out. Get behind the scenes in the studio. Learn about the contracts. It'll come to you, because when they find out you know more about the business, people look at you a little differently, like, okay, this cat's serious.
Right. Got you. Again, you all, this is Mr. Dark Chocolate Bagwell representing Florida, doing his thing. You can hit him on Facebook, Dark Chocolate Bagwell. Can they Google you?
Oh, you can Google me. All you got to do is put Hip Hop Artist Bagwell, and you got 3 pages of Google you can have fun with.
That's the best way to go, you all, to Google him. And he's out. Be looking out for him. Be looking out for Miss Honey with her record coming out, track coming out too, also with Poetic Words and everything. Much love and respect, and thank you so much for being a part of the ICC show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, that's what's up. Look at here, everybody. You've just been listening to Mr. Dark Chocolate Bagwell of the remix of I Like 'Em Thick. It went kind of like old school, remixing the song and everything else. Make sure you tune in on his Facebook page, Reverb Nation, and everything else on the social media, and make sure you listen to that track. Listen here, coming up next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, make sure you tune in on the ICC show. Be looking out for Mr. De Niro, Kirk, Tyrese Jackson, and Marcus Pfizer. and Marcus Fizer on the Isis Age Show. Make sure you be looking out for these Marcus Turner. Make sure you be looking out for these young cats next week on the 17th, 18th, and the 19th on the ICC show, always at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. For all of you artists that want to just to be exposed, we got Miss April Whitaker. Miss April Whitaker, they having going on a 3-day cruise to the Bahamas in August, and they're looking for DJs, they're looking for people that want to perform rap, R&B, whatever the case may be. Go to One Love One House TV Cruise. Go on that page and get all the information that you need. And this is August, you all. It's from August the 24th through the 28th. They're going to be televising it live. She's from Chicago, Chi-Town, whereas she has 5 other stations in 5 different other states where you will be seeing live on TV. You will be performing in front of 3,000 or more people on that cruise. If you want more information, just call 878-4433 and get in touch with Miss Linda Brown. She is in charge of taking care of the business with money and all that. They already put down their deposit, and they got another payment coming up. It's $150. The cruise is no more than $400. $400, you all. That is cheap. If you want to be exposed, go on One Love, One House TV Show Cruise and get all the information from there, you all. That is what's up. Look here again. Make sure you tune in next week with me, with 3 other artists that's doing their thing and trying to get out there to be heard. That is what's up. Again, thanking Mr. Dark Chocolate Blackwell for representing and everything. So, therefore, going to be nothing but just music by Mr. Dark Chocolate Black Whale. And here we go.
Fingers go to work and upset. You have been with nothing but a t-shirt. Let them eyes work, looking mad. sexy. Hair dead, nails dead, lose the room key. Come on, have many girlfriends like Kelsey Grandma. You ain't no joke, won't go broke, MC Hammer.
Meet me in the hotel room tonight. It's about to go down, 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 down. Meet me in the hotel room.
That glaze in your eyes, let me lick them lips. In your birthday suit, let me grip them hips. Shorty, you're a trip, make no apology.
Come on,
ready to go deep in oceanography like O.C. R. Kelly. Your body's calling me like a doctor to the patients on the meds I need. Shorty, that smooth skin inviting me in. Your lips touch and the party knockers begin. No one's tonight to end. I want more, make sure you put that tuna circle sign on the door. Feeling you hardcore, I can't wait. So rich with love, you can call me the black bill. Okay, Shorty's going to hate because I'm on my grind. But it's about this time, you're mine and that's the time.
You know it.
You're not just a dime, you're a straight out woman. Meet you at the hotel and kick it through the morning.
Tonight, it's about to go down. With meet you. Me in the hotel room tonight. I'm about to throw down. Oh, meet me in the hotel room tonight. It's about to go down. Meet me in the hotel room tonight. We go slow down. Meet me in the hotel room tonight. It's about to go down, 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 down. With meet you. Me in the hotel room tonight. I'm about to throw down.
Google and it said, who the fuck is this?
like bullets from a gun. I've only begun to show you how a man sounds. You've been living in a circus, all these thirsty clowns. This love comes to pound, check my grind. Be with you, if only I could stop time.
Give it to you, call me Baskin and Robbins. I'm serving many flavors. Tonight, no haters, just us till dawn.
Yeah.
We can get it in, and we can get it on.
Come on.
Nails run strong, let me feel it, boo. I'm in and out, shorty, like a drive-thru. If this ain't a clue, I need a brand new plan. Got you screaming like you're my number one fan. I'm your man, on top, like a cherry to a sundae.
Yeah.
Plug my controller in your system, so let's play. Back that thing up and let me in. Thick from next to hip, call you a Kardashian. Don't let this night end, it gets harder and harder. We can make sequel after sequel, Harry Potter. Tonight, you the showstopper. The beta just stays talking to his mic. And just come my way.
Would you mind if I touch, if I got a ride?
Tell me, baby.
Would you mind if I touch you?
Tell me, baby.
Would you mind if I take
it
over?
Tell me, baby. Take you home.
Yeah.
Would you mind if y'all let my hands roam?
Come on.
Would you mind if you spend the night?
Right.
Would you mind if I do you right?
Here we go.
Would you mind if I take you home?
Come on.
Would you mind if I let my hands roam?
Uh-huh.
Would you mind if you spend the night?
Yeah.
Would you mind if I do you right?
Would you mind?
Would you mind?
If I touch you, 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 if I tou
Hey, 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 you have been listening to Dark Chocolate Black Whale. All his tracks that have been played tonight, just about. He was bringing out his remix. I like him thick. He represents the BBW women. You know, hey, everybody needs love and everything else, and that's who he represents. Much love and respect to him. Much love and congrats to him on him getting married, about to get married, him and his fiance. That's what's up. He got a lot of things popping, going on and everything. And if you want to know more about Dark Chocolate Black Whale, look him up on Facebook. That's Dark Chocolate Black Whale, or Google him. Google him. Google somebody, you'll find out everything about somebody. Look here, look here. Again, thanking each and every one of you for being on the ISIS East Show, tuning in, calling in, chit-chatting with me, representing from your country, your city, wherever you're calling from, wherever you logging in from. Much love and respect to each and every one of you all. I am nothing without my listeners. Keep telling your friends to tell their friends and tell their friends and so on and so on and so on. I do not charge anybody anything on this show. My you calling in, logging in is my payment right there and then. Look at here, everybody. As I always say, pay it forward to someone that is less fortunate than you are. Everybody has a story, they do. And I don't care what type of God that you do serve, but let's pray for unity, peace, love, and respect, joy, happiness, because there's too much going on in this world right now that you just have to just sit back and shake your head. That's all you can do. But if we learn to love one another and respect one another, I believe everything will be all right. But until then, hey, keep your head up no matter what you're going through or anything like that. Just know that God is my God. He is. He will never fail you, and he will never leave you at all. And listen up, everybody. Again, thank you for tuning in on the ISIS East Show. And I always go out with some type of gospel. And here it is with the Young Men for Christ doing their thing, representing Detroit, Michigan. They're doing their thing in Detroit, too, also. And you can't beat God's given, and I am out.
No.